Okay, so today in our studio we have a guest from the other side of the world. So let's introduce yourself, guys.
Dzisiaj w naszym studiu mamy specjalnych gości z Ameryki.
Dzień dobry, jestem Kevin z USA. I'm from the United States in a state called Maine, which is at the northeastern part of the United States. And I've been living in Rzeszów, working as a teacher for Osiem Miesięcy for 8 months.
Okay.
Nazywam się Kevin, jestem ze stanu Maine, który znajduje się w północno-wschodniej części USA. Mieszkam w Rzeszowie od 8 miesięcy, gdzie uczę.
Dobrze. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Carlson. I am also from the United States, but I am from the state of New York, not from the city. I'm actually from Poughkeepsie, New York. And I've also been teaching here for about 8 months, and I'm excited to be here today.
Cześć, jestem John, mieszkam w stanie Nowy Jork i też od 8 miesięcy uczę w Rzeszowie. Bardzo miło być dzisiaj z wami tutaj w studiu. Okay, what decided that you come here to Poland to teach Polish students English?
Co zdecydowało o tym, że przyjechałeś do Polski uczyć polskich studentów?
Okay, well I'll take a stab at this first. Kevin and I are associated with the Fulbright program. And this is a program involving international educational exchange. So it's international, it's across the whole world. It's educational with a focus on students, researchers, teaching, and it's an exchange. So people come from the US abroad and people go from abroad to the US.
Kevin i ja jesteśmy członkami The Fulbright Program, który zawiera wymiany międzynarodowe. Ludzie z Ameryki mogą podróżować za granicę oraz ludzie z zagranicy przyjechać do Ameryki i uczyć, studiować.
Dlaczego wybrałeś właśnie Polskę?
Why did you Poland?
Specifically Poland, of course. When I was in undergrad, when I was at college, I was able to study abroad 2 times, in Sweden and in the Netherlands. And both times I met Polish people. And Polish people are great. I love them. So I had the opportunity to come, to visit. I knew it was the place I wanted to be, so I applied specifically for Poland.
Zanim przyjechałem do Polski, byłem w Szwecji, gdzie spotkałem właśnie ludzi z Polski, którzy wydali mi się bardzo mili i dlatego zdecydowałem, że Polska będzie moim kolejnym krajem, do którego wyjadę.
And you?
I applied specifically to Poland, like John over here. We both had a choice of probably over 150 different countries. And I've studied pedagogy and I've studied education for basically my academic career, and I've been very motivated and very interested to learn more about the European system of education. Once I started researching and looking into the history of the educational system of Poland specifically, I was very inspired by what I know as in English as the Secret University of Warsaw, and specifically during the Second World War, when it was basically illegal to keep universities and higher education institutions open, the Polish people did it anyway and ultimately risked and gave their lives sometimes to do that. So the motivation and the passion to share and to learn knowledge and to really pursue higher learning is really a big part of the Polish history that I read before I came here. So I was very motivated to come to the spot where that is happening, and it's all of my expectations have been met and exceeded so far by working at the University of Rzeszów.
Wcześniej, poznając historię Polski, byłem zafascynowany sposobem, w jaki podczas II wojny światowej zorganizowana była nauka i to, że pomimo tego, że była nielegalna, to ludzie potrafili studiować i zdawać matury.
What was yours first impressions when you came to Poland?
Jakie było twoje pierwsze wrażenie, kiedy przyjechałeś do Polski?
John here. Definitely not what I was expecting. Speaking for myself, when you hear about Poland, you only hear about it in the context of the wars. So Second World War and also communism and such. So I really didn't have any expectation. I had no idea. Nie wiem. So I went there without any expectations, and I honestly consider Poland a hidden gem. Not many people know about it, but it's a great, great place.
Zdecydowanie nie to, czego oczekiwałem, ponieważ Polska kojarzy nam się z II wojną światową oraz komunizmem, więc właściwie nie miałem żadnych oczekiwań.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, John. I would say that I haven't done very much international travel up until I moved to Poland. But one thing that was very different for me, John and I come from an immigrant country. So the United States is made up of people from all different cultures and all different walks of life and different places, and there's around the world. And it's been very interesting to move to a country and live in Poland, which is a place that has a lot of tradition and a lot of history. And to be kind of an outsider and welcomed into a culture with such rich tradition and history has been very interesting for me. Whereas, I'm a third generation American, so my traditions in the United States go back to my parents and then my grandparents, and that's where it starts. That's where it starts right there. Whereas many of my friends in Poland have family heritage that goes back a very, very long time.
Zgadzam się z Johnem, ponieważ Ameryka jest państwem imigrantów. Co mnie zadziwiło, to to, że Polska ma bardzo jednolitą kulturowo społeczność oraz tradycje, których moja rodzina nie posiada, ponieważ jestem dopiero w trzeciej generacji Amerykaninem.
When you are talking about Poland, there is only a context of the Second World War. Do you know some other historical events, facts, important facts of Poland?
Czy znacie jakieś inne ważne historyczne fakty z historii Polski nie w kontekście II wojny światowej?
Well, first of all, I think it's important when we're talking about history to... I mean, the United States historically, when you compare it to Poland, is really a Jetsko. I mean, we're talking 1776 is when we ratified our constitution. Poland really was on the map as Poland, I believe, in 966. Is that correct?
Yes, right.
So that's something that definitely a lot of the history that we learn, our domestic history, is only over a past 250 years about our country. Of course, you know, we touch on it being discovered by Europeans and things too, but there certainly is a lot going on with Polish history, a lot more to learn too.
Oh yeah. So I guess we've got the first constitution, Poland's got the second.
Yeah.
What else?
And first in Europe.
And first in Europe, yeah, yeah. What was it? The Polish Hussars helped defend against the siege of Vienna. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of Polish kings, Jagiełło, Kazimierz Wielki. Help me out here, Kevin.
I'm trying to think here.
Bolesław Chrobry.
Bolesław Chrobry.
Mieszko pierwszy.
Andrzej Duda.
Mickiewicz.
Adam Mickiewicz.
Piłsudski.
Yeah. Chopin, Frederick.
Oh, of course.
Maybe you know Mikołaj Kopernik?
Oh, Copernicus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Polska w stosunku do Ameryki ma bardzo bogatą historię. Z tego, co się orientuje, pojawiła się na mapach w 1966 roku. Co więcej, Ameryka miała pierwszą konstytucję w historii, Polska drugą. Polska husaria pomogła również pod Wiedniem. Znam również kilka postaci historycznych, takich jak Kazimierz Wielki, Mieszko I.
What's interesting about this for me is, this is so classic, and Poland does this too, actually. But a lot of the names that we talk about, major historical figures, we have like an American pronunciation, American English. Like we would say Thaddeus I don't know. How would you say Thaddeus in Polish?
Tadeusz.
Yeah, that's so. When people are talking about the statue in the Renick, I'm always thinking Thaddeus in my mind, and so people are talking about it. Sometimes I don't hear it, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good.
Co ciekawe, imiona Polski, tych samych imion w polskim i amerykańskim języku całkowicie się różnią. Mówiąc o tej samej osobie, czasem możemy nie mieć pojęcia, że to jest ta sama osoba.
Okay, so now we will leave history, and when we are talking about USA, people think American dream. So what is for you the American dream?
Kiedy mówimy o Ameryce, myślimy zazwyczaj American dream, tak? Amerykański sen, więc czym on właściwie dla was jest?
Do you mind if I take this one first?
Yeah, go for it.
I would say that my parents are a perfect example of fulfillment of the American dream. Both my parents grew up in poverty in the Bronx. And they basically had to work themselves up from nothing. They, my father was in the military. My mother was working for several different companies. They started very small. They just kept working their way up. They got an education. They continued. They eventually became teachers in the New York City public school system, and they did very well for themselves. So just the idea that you can come from nothing, and that if you have that work ethic, that you really can succeed. So I would really comment on that. Do you have anything to say?
Moi rodzice są dla mnie idealnym przykładem. Osiągnęli coś z niczego. Mój tata był żołnierzem. Mama pracowała dla wielu firm. Następnie zostali nauczycielami. Co daje nam przykład, że jeżeli pracujesz, możesz zdobyć wszystko.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very similar perspective on that, I think, as far as my family goes. But first of all, I would say for me personally, to define the achievement of the American dream, it really comes down to two things. And that's, the first thing is don't ask, don't get. Really, if you want something, you need to ask for it.
Or you got
to
reach for it.
You got to reach for it. You got to work hard for it. You got to work 80 hours a week, mm-hmm. 100 hours a week.
No one says it's going to be easy.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. It is easier for some than others, for sure. And then the other one is risk takers rewarded. People that stand out and people that are willing to take risks in the United States will either reach great success or burn along the way. And
fortune favors the bold.
Fortune favors the bold. That's mm-hmm. a very good saying. Now, looking at my family, as a third-generation American on both sides, so moya mama, moy tata, both sides of my family, you know, education and hard work, I can look back at all the generations, like the three generations, and see how my family situation has improved. And it's all come from the hard work and sometimes elbow grease. Elbow grease is like when you put wax on a car or when you're cleaning the floor of your bathroom. You have to really scrub hard. It doesn't, yes. The dirt doesn't come off on its own. And by putting a lot of hard work and elbow grease into creating a better future for their children, my grandparents and my parents have really secured a great future for my brother and I. And now it's our turn to continue improving the situation for my family.
Absolutely. I agree.
Historia mojej rodziny jest bardzo podobna. Też moja rodzina osiągnęła wszystko dzięki ciężkiej pracy. Jestem dopiero w trzeciej generacji Amerykaninem, więc ja też muszę ciężko pracować, aby ułatwić moim dzieciom przyszłość.
So you are not afraid of new experiences. So tell us what is your biggest problem with Polish language?
Or do you learn Polish language?
Widzę, że nie boicie się nowych doświadczeń, więc powiedzcie mi, jakie były wasze najtrudniejsze doświadczenia z językiem polskim oraz czy uczycie się języka polskiego?
Yeah, my favorite word is kaczuczki. Yeah. Kaczuczki? Is that wrong?
Kaczuszki.
Kaczuczki.
Kaczuszki.
Kaczuszki.
Ducks.
Yeah, mały duck. Yeah.
Kaczuszki. And you know the dance kaczuszki?
I do not know the dance country.
We'll show you after.
Okay.
This is dangerous.
It sounds dangerous and it is dangerous.
Okay, good.
So you wasn't at any Polish wedding?
I have not been to a Polish, but Janek has.
I have been to two Polish weddings.
And you didn't dance kaczuszki?
Your impressions, tell us.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
Chicken. No,
it's quite
the same.
It's quite amazing because I'd actually never been to a wedding before, ever.
Oh,
really?
So
wow.
My first weddings ever were in Poland. Two weddings. Oh. Wow. Amazing. It's been great experience. Lots to drink. All right, lots to eat. And lots of dancing.
Niegasowana?
Yeah, Niegasowana.
Oh, okay.
And just amazing. Just all of the dancing, the stolat, oso koe, the train to Warsaw, all the different songs. It was a great experience, Kevin. If you get the chance, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Moim ulubionym słowem w języku polskim są kaczuszki. Oczywiście Kevin nie był na żadnym polskim weselu, lecz John był i stwierdził, że
na polskich weselach jest bardzo dużo do jedzenia oraz bardzo dużo do picia. I jeżeli będzie miał kiedykolwiek szansę, powinien pójść na polskie wesele.
That's something that I've enjoyed about... So I'm a musician, I play music too.
Oh, what do you play?
Me too.
Good. I play the ukulele, I play the guitar, I play the bass, I play the trumpet. A little bit of keyboard, sorta. But those are my main instruments.
He's a saxophonist.
I play saxophone.
Oh, okay. I don't play any reed instruments, but I have this dream someday of learning the clarinet.
It's easier than trumpet or trombone.
Yeah, well, trumpet players have this big ego, and I want to try to yes. I want to try to lose that a little bit. So, it's true. Every trumpet player I've met. So playing music with people in Poland has been very fun.
We must try.
because usually I need the songbook, and I have trouble singing along with all of the words. But the chord progressions are familiar in any language. And I just love how everybody knows the words everywhere I go. It's like once the song starts playing, people know. Everybody sings along here. Yes. Everybody claps along.
Yeah. Disco polo.
Oh, yeah. Disco
not polo. Only.
Yeah. That's right.
Jestem także muzykiem. Miałem przyjemność muzykować także w Polsce. I co mnie zaciekawiło i było dla mnie fascynujące, to, że każdy zna tekst. Zna tekst, zna słowa piosenek, które graliśmy i śpiewaliśmy.
So. Okay, your favorite Polish word. You said kaczuszki, it was the most difficult to you, but favorite.
Oh, no, that's my favorite. I just,
it's your favorite.
I thought I could say it, but I guess I couldn't.
I guess my favorite would be, correct me if I'm wrong, zdrobnienie.
Zdrobnienie.
You see, I don't know what the translation of that is, so
oh,
I just call it
is difficult to tell because...
I call it cutification.
Yeah. Yes.
Making
yes.
something
exactly.
Cute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. And I love that. And I always love asking the question, like, okay, so... Dzik is dzik. So what's the zdrobnienie of dzik?
Dziczek.
Dziczek.
Dziku, dzikuś.
Or dzikuś.
See, and there's multiple zdrobnienie for each word. So it's amazing for me. It's like endless.
Yeah.
Moim ulubionym słowem jest zdrobnienie, ponieważ zdrabniać w języku polskim możemy wszystko, nawet słowo dzik.
I think for me, and this won't be a surprise to you, my favorite thing is learning a new noun and trying to count it. Because in Polish, something magic happens at number 5. So it's jeden pies, dwa, psa, pięć, psów.
Yes, great.
And it's with everything. Everything always magically transforms at pięć. And so that's my favorite thing to do in Polish.
Natomiast moją ulubioną rzeczą w języku polskim jest liczenie i odmiana przez przypadki, ponieważ my tego nie mamy w języku angielskim i to mnie bardzo fascynuje.
Could you repeat? Szczebrzeszynie chrząszcz brzmi w trzcinie.
Nie, dziękuję.
Okay, thanks.
I can try. Okay. Can you say that again? Proszę powtórzyć.
Szczebrzeszynie.
Szczebrzeszczynie.
Chrząszcz.
Chrząszcz.
Brzmi.
Brzmi.
Szczcinie.
Szczcinie.
It was difficult for him.
Yes, it was difficult for me. Okay, great.
Okay.
Bravo.
Bravo, bravo, yes. We have a lot of... words like this, but tell us something about Polish food.
Powiedz nam coś o polskim jedzeniu.
Well, what did we eat for lunch today, John?
Oh, okay. This is my favorite. Polish food. I love Polish food. So today we had pieczone utko with some ziemniaki and some mizeria. I love mizeria.
Ziemniaki is zimasłam.
Zimasłam. O tak?
O tak.
Ah, okay.
Oj tak.
Yes, okay.
A pierogi?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, they got a regional pierogi
truskawkami.
Truskawkami, tak. Oh, yeah. So good.
Oh, those are good.
You can do everything with pierogi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can put meat in there, cheese
kapuska,
in there,
dessert.
Oh, Polish food. Kotlet schabowy, barszcz, all the zupa, pomidorowa.
Meloni.
A żurek?
Żurek, of course.
Gołąbki?
Gołąbki. Flaczki. I love flaczki.
I love placki. Placki.
Oh, placki.
Ziemniaczane. Placki ziemniaczane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the śmietana, I think it's called?
Śmietana.
Yes.
I think może być.
Yeah.
Oh, and dessert. I love kremówka.
Oh,
it's my favorite dessert. Mm-hmm. Favorite dessert, bar none. You got a favorite dessert, Kev?
You know, I would say sernik. on an average day.
It's great for me too.
And our Polish pop liked Kremówka very much.
Yes.
John Paul II.
Yes.
All right.
He loved Kremówka.
Must be something about John's, you know?
Yeah.
In Poland we have a very popular cake. Apple pie is in America popular too.
Mm. Oh, of course. Jabłecznik?
Yes.
Zelodium?
With ice cream?
Zelodium?
Yes.
Zelodium? How do I say that?
Zelodium.
Zelodium.
Ice cream. Albo mówi się z lodami.
Z lodami.
Może teraz po polsku porozmawiamy.
He said that maybe now we will talk in Polish. What do you think about it?
Oh.
Whoa. I think that it's not a problem for you.
Well, moja polska jest fatalnia.
Jako taco.
Jako taco,
okay.
We were talking about Szczebrzeszyn, jak show, że brzmi w Czechy. Do you know any other tongue breakers?
In English.
Tongue twisters.
Skoro mówiliśmy o chrząszczu w Szczebrzeszynie, to porozmawiajmy o innych łamaczach języka. Czy w amerykańskim jakieś takie są?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. I know that's one.
And there, of course, I don't know the whole thing, but how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I think that is the whole thing.
Oh,
no,
yes,
that's
I heard
a woodchuck
that.
Could chuck. I don't remember the rest of it.
Oh.
A woodchuck could chuck.
Chuck if a kuchak kuchak chuck.
What, something like
what
that.
What does it mean? I just can't.
Kuchak is an animal. I know.
Yeah, woodchuck is a small, well, a medium-sized mammal about as big as a football. Mm-hmm. And it
likes to eat wood.
It just eats wood.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And the question is how
understand.
Much wood could a woodchuck eat? So how much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
It sounds stupid.
It's not stupid. It's great for me. I try to say how kuchak wood if a kuchak wood could something like this.
Okay. Like ile wood?
Ile może zjeść bobr drzewa, jeśli może jeść drzewo?
Oh, okay.
O to chodzi. Exactly.
Okay, you said something about football. So you have any favorite sports?
Powiedzcie nam, czy macie jakiś ulubiony sport?
Yeah, I do. There's a sport that not many people know about in Poland, which is interesting. It's called lacrosse. It's a originally a Native American game. And what's interesting about this game is that Poland actually has national teams at the men's and women's level in Krakow, or Kraków. And lacrosse, it's played on a football field, but it has a similar strategy as ice hockey. So it's played with sticks, with baskets at the top of the sticks, and it's also played indoors, so it's a great game. It's very similar offensively to ice hockey, and defensively it has a similar strategy to basketball. And it's a full contact sport, and it's also known as the fastest game on two legs, because the game never stops. It just keeps going, and it's the ball will go up and down the field like lightning, mm-hmm. and you're running the entire time.
Moim ulubionym sportem jest lacrosse, o którym nie wie dużo osób. Został wymyślony przez Amerykanów. Oraz, co jest bardzo interesujące, w Krakowie istnieje drużyna lacrosowa. Ten sport jest bardzo podobny do hokeja, również jest grany w halach i polega on na walce specjalnie wyznaczonych do tego celu zawodników o piłkę. Obrońcy i atakujący nie mogą przekroczyć wyznaczonych linii, dopóki jeden z pomocników nie przejmie tej piłki.
Do you know any Polish sportsmen? Czy znacie jakichś polskich sportowców?
I'm so bad with sports other than lacrosse.
Adam Małysz.
Oh.
Adam.
No.
He's a ski jumper.
Ski jumper.
Ski jumper.
Lewandowski.
Oh, Lewandowski.
Again.
Robert Lewandowski. Our the best football player.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
right.
Yes.
No. Okay. Marcin Gortat. NBA.
Oh, oh you're so good in sports, but
I'm terrible at sports.
I have a news for you. If you don't know, in Rzeszów we have one of the best of the best of the best volleyball.
I think we saw this guy at.
Yes, and you can meet them in Rzeszów.
A game that I haven't really had a chance. I had a chance to play it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it until I lived in Poland. Was handball. That's a really cool game. I think whoever created handball must have had having fun in mind, because it's a fun game to play and it's a fun game to watch.
W czasie pobytu w Polsce miałem szansę zagrać w piłkę ręczną, która dla mnie jest grą fascynującą i świetną, i dziękuję wynalazcy tej dyscypliny, że mogłem w nią grać.
That's incredible. You know, if I had a TV, I'd probably be able to watch sports more. Oh. But I haven't had a TV for probably 10 years. So I don't even really watch anything. Yeah.
So thank you very much. It was pleased to meet you.
So we're going to end on that.
I think that John wanted to say something, right?
Just one more comment.
I
do happen to have a TV in my room. so it's Polish, so I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. But my favorite TV show is with Fedebek. I love that show. I don't know what's going on. and you don't really need to know, because it's just hysterical. It's best show. Recommend it.
It's epic. It's about a Polish mentality. It's
I think that you should watch Rancho.
Rancho?
Yes, yes, it's a soap opera.
It is opera. Similar. Yes.
Oh, I'll have to give that a watch. All right, thank you.
Yes, yes.
Natomiast moim ulubionym programem, jaki miałem szansę oglądać w Polsce, był program, z którego kompletnie nic nie rozumiałem i kompletnie nie miałem pojęcia, o co w nim chodzi, ale był tam m.in. Ferdek. Było to bardzo zabawne.
Tell to our listeners some greetings.
Proszę, przekażcie jeszcze jakieś pozdrowienia dla słuchaczy Radia Phoenix FM.
First of all, it's great to be here today, so thank you for inviting us both. I know that this has been really fun for me to meet you and to talk a little bit about our culture and to learn a little bit more about yours too. And I also want to give a shout out to the city of Rzeszów in general, which has been an excellent place to call home. Jestem z USA, ale tutaj jest moje miejsce. And a large part of my heart will always be in Rzeszów, even when I leave next month back to the United States. So it's definitely been a great experience to be here, and this is a great way to cap off that experience.
Okay, thanks. And you?
Yeah. You know, my family's from New York City. Even though I'm from Poughkeepsie, I've been to New York City many times, but I really love Rzeszów. I really, really do. And people are always so shocked, like, oh, why Rzeszów? But it's a great town. Mm-hmm. It's a livable town. You've got everything here I think you could want. You got great nature. You've got a beautiful rynek. You guys have a great town.
Okay, thanks. So thanks.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.